I'm here with David Sayas, who plays Ramon, who is the pops in this new film coming out named Shine, and he has a lot of orgullo for his culture, and I think that's a really personal thing also for you, David.
It was. This one was close to my heart because it showed everything that's important to me. Mm-hmm. You know, our culture, our family, our love, our passion, mm-hmm. our music, our dance. And like I say in the movie, that all connects us.
Yes.
And it's very important to you know, every culture. Like, you know, whether you're Puerto Rican, Dominican, Cuban, Mexican, Argentinian, it's important to everybody, and that's why there is one through line that everyone can relate to this movie.
You know, that was one of the things that while I was watching the film, I went, you know, anyone who grew up the way we grew up could understand this. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
Your raíces, your roots are always important.
Yeah.
And
always.
So you already answered one of my questions, because I had a feeling that this was a very dear film to you. So were you on board before or after their amazing Kickstarter for this film?
I was on board after the Kickstarter. Mm. I got the script. I was in Los Angeles, and I got the script maybe towards the a couple years ago, and I said, and as soon as I read it, I'm like, you know, I got to do this, because I read it from beginning to end, and it felt like this is my neighborhood, this is how I grew up, you know, and this is something that I want to show people, this slice of life. I want to show people this imagery of how we grow up and our love for our family, our love for our culture, our loyalty to where we're from. And I think it was very important to show that. And you don't see, you know, too many stories that show that, you know. And it was important for me to do it. And as soon as I read it, I said, I'm in. Whatever's needed, I'm in.
I don't want to say too much about the film, because I really want people to see it, but one of the things that I found that I saw, you know, was the, you know, we can have differences within families, but when our bond is really strong, we can always come back together.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the beauties of this film. And, you know, and it's, and like you said, it's not a flashy film, but boy, the music and the dancing.
The music and dancing are second to none. Tony got some great music put into the film. The two young men that play my son, Gilbert and Jorge, mm-hmm. are just magnificent dancers and magnificent people. And so that came out in the film. You could see that in the film, you know. And the passion is there. And so I was very excited to do that.
How long were you on set? Because I know this is one of those films, you know how independent films are. How quickly were you able to do all of this?
I wish I could tell you the amount of time, but I forgot. But it felt like I was there the whole time. But I was there, you know, during probably... like 3 weeks in the Bronx, and then we did reshoots, and so I was there. I got to know these guys, and I got to know that the whole vibe of the film. Every crew member, every production assistant, every AD, everybody was just so positive, and everybody cared about the product that was being done, and that was that's all I needed to see for me to totally, you know, just dive in and contribute as much as I could, you know, to this wonderful story.
So the scenes of you playing the bongos, the congas there,
yeah,
was this something that you did growing up, or is just
I didn't play a lick of that until a couple of weeks before we started shooting. I went and I got like lessons, but you know what? You know, I guess I have it in my blood because I caught on real quick. So you know, it was I learned fast, and everybody was so supportive and so smart and just letting me go through that, and it was a lot of fun. It's one of the most fun I've had in films doing that.
You know, while I was watching it too, I was thinking, you know, when we're all together in a pachanga or something, it, you know, you're hitting the table, you're hitting the bottles, you know, and everybody sounds at that moment. It sounds like we all have rhythm.
Yes, yes, we do. We do. It's in our soul. It's in our blood. Yes. You know, it's like
congratulations. I'm so happy that the film is finally going to be coming out and people are going to be able to watch it and enjoy it for themselves, because it's like, I feel like it's one of those films that doesn't, you have to kind of get out of your seat for a while, you know, just to, you know, because even, go ahead.
I'm saying, thank you, Angela, because, and also, we've known each other for a long time, and you're always an artery to what's going on, especially with our culture, and just taking it out to the world so that they can see it. So I appreciate you in doing that.
I appreciate you guys for doing these projects and bringing them out so people can see, you know, we're more than just one note.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, real quick, now that you have this under your belt, you have anything that you're going to be working on that you could tell us, or I need to wait?
Well, I'm shooting a film in New Orleans called Body Cam. Mm-hmm. But that we're in the middle of shooting it now, and things, you know how it is,
yeah.
Things come up on a whim, and I like to be involved in everything, so we'll see what happens.
Muy bueno. It was a pleasure talking to you, David, as always.
All right, thank you, Angela. Good to hear from you, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you soon.
You take care. Ciao.
All right. Bye bye.